That's a little sneak preview of what you'll be hearing playing out of your TV screen at about 7:30, I think it is, this evening on Mnet. The new season of Survivor South Africa makes its debut tonight, and it's been a long wait for the big fans like myself, but we are ready to welcome the 20 new castaways to our screens. It's the usual format, a bunch of locals from very, very broadly diverse backgrounds dropped in a deserted location to fight it out over 39 days through challenges and votes and scheming and backstabbing. What's very different about this year's season is how and where it was filmed, in the middle of a pandemic and right here in South Africa. One thing that hasn't changed, though, is the name of the host, and it's my immense pleasure to welcome Nico Panaggio to the virtual couch today to chat about the new season and what we can expect. Nico, we're so excited for the show tonight. Thanks for making time to chat to me.
Pippa, thank you so much, and what an immense pleasure from my side to be on the show today. I'm very excited. I'm always very excited at this time of year when we are releasing what's our favorite show on earth, and that is, of course, also the greatest show on earth to the public. So I'm very excited because I know what's coming, and I know what they can expect.
Nico, I mean, I've had two friends participate in previous seasons, so I know the kind of layers and layers of secrecy that is attached to filming in normal conditions. You guys took it to another level this time, though. I mean, just to remind our audience of the history here, this season was supposed to film in March last year. Obviously, lockdown got in the way. In April, Mnet announced an indefinite delay because of the pandemic. We didn't know anything more until up pops Mnet in December and says, not only are we getting a new season, it's actually already been filmed while you were all sitting at home making banana bread. How did you manage to put it off with so much secrecy?
Well, you know what, I think the cast and the crew and myself and everyone who's ever been involved with Survivor, we're honed to secrecy perfection over the years because we really have to keep it under such tight wraps. It's just really, it would absolutely ruin the excitement for everyone if people had to know what the outcomes are. And so we've always gone to great lengths, even to the point of our contestants, when we travel across the globe to these exotic places, they fly alone with a chaperone with each contestant, making sure they don't have any contact with anyone else. We make sure that we avoid all media. We go to great lengths to ensure secrecy, of course, because we love the show so much, and we want to keep it as gripping and exciting as we possibly can for our audience later when it rolls out over months, which, as you can imagine, is very difficult to do. But as I say, we've been honed to a state of perfection, I think, when it comes to that. And of course, we know how to pass that on then to whatever newcomers there are to the show, and especially to our new castaways. We make them sign their lives away before they set foot on the island to ensure it. But, you know, everyone understands the need for it, and that it just adds to the caliber of the show to keep everything as tightly wrapped as possible.
Absolutely. Now, Nico, this particular version not filmed in some far-off Pacific Island setting, but right here in South Africa on the Wild Coast. Tell us a little bit more about the location of the series this time around.
Well, I think one of the main questions when you talk about that is you know, is it going to measure up to what we've done before? You know, what one's come to expect from Survivor, any version of Survivor worldwide. And it was definitely a concern for us and you know, going into this. But I tell you what, if you know the Wild Coast or you get a first gander at any of the images we've shot of the Wild Coast, you will realize that we have exceptional world-class locations, destinations, natural surrounds here in South Africa. And the Wild Coast is one of the top on the list of beautiful locations worldwide. And so what you need for Survivor is tropical, lush, gorgeous, breathtaking. You need wild critters and a rough coastline, and the Wild Coast is all of that and more. So it delivers on that score. It's beautifully shot. And I've got to tell you, we love travel. We love going to these exotic locations. Everybody who's on the show enjoys the fact that you get to travel across the globe. But the fact that we cut out four flights, and 2 days of travel, for a 2 hour flight to Durban and then a drive down to the north part of the Eastern Cape was a blessing, a huge blessing this time round.
Particularly that I'm guessing the trucks must have had loads of PPE and extra supplies this time round. Nico, tell us about the challenges of filming during the pandemic.
Well, you know, we're one of the only countries who managed to shoot a season of Survivor in the year of 2020, which I think is a survival feat in and of itself, you know, from a production point of view. But, you know, we were ready and packed to leave in March of 2020. We literally, our bags were packed. I mean, my wife starts packing the bags a couple of months beforehand because it really takes that long to make sure you got everything, because once you go, you never know what you're going to need.
Yeah.
And we take our kids along with us, so it's a homeschooling, it's all kinds of things. So we were ready and packed. Our castaways were picked. Everything was ready. We were about to go, and then of course COVID came into play, and then it was all postponed. And then, you know, one thing I've got to say about our series director, LaRue, is he is always planning ahead. I mean, this guy's got the next few seasons of Survivor planned out, and he's always in a state of readiness for whatever comes. So when Mnet said, "Listen, guys, can you make it happen locally?" He'd already thought of that, and him and Henry, our producer, executive producer, and it was good to go. It was a case of just, you know, running the numbers and starting to solidify things. But of course, we had massive COVID protocol issues that we had to adhere to, that we had to actually create as well. Our production team was actually pioneering safety from a COVID perspective. And and I'll tell you what, just over 100 crew members went into a hard lockdown in their hotel rooms. Everyone got tested, and we had 100% a negative COVID test rate. And then we came out of that and went into production bubbles. In other words, we worked in groups as we could, smallest groups possible, so that we avoid overt contact with one another. And I tell you what, we did 2 months of long film days with no issues.
Fantastic. Nico, just to be absolutely clear, somebody asking, does that mean the survivors are going to be wearing masks on screen? That wasn't necessary because everybody had been quarantined and tested before they got there, correct?
They made their own masks out of coconut husk and twine. No, we definitely know. Everyone was cleared. And once they cleared, listen, they're in a bubble themselves. So if none of them have it, then none of them can get it, because we, from a crew perspective, minimize contact with them anyway. Even prior to COVID, there's very little contact with our castaways, because essentially the show works because it's such a real experience for the castaways. And so in order to do that, we minimize any contact with the outside world, and even with the crew, even with the cameras filming them, there's no contact with them, very little contact with them. So that wasn't a really big jump for us to make. So once they've been cleared, no mask required.
Okay, that's good to know. Now, Nico, looking at the list of castaways, I'm relieved to see there's only one person playing this year that I know, so I won't be left in the position I was 2 years ago or 3 years ago, where I had two friends competing against each other in the final. But it's noticeable that it's a young set of castaways. They are 20 people, and they range in age from around about 24 to 40, I think, is the oldest. I felt a little disappointed. I must be too old to play Survivor, Nico, judging on that. Was that a COVID-specific decision? Because that's a low-risk age group, or is that just...
Keep them young and healthy. No, Pippa. No, you know what? Every season of Survivor is thematic. You know, we try and do different themes for each season. We definitely do different themes. We try and do it in interesting ways, and sometimes, you know, it's got to do with age. Sometimes it's got to do with you know, the type of work people do, and so there's it's more about this season. This was kind of this played to the theme of what we wanted to do, and next season, who knows, we might have an older cast. So it had nothing to do with COVID. No reason. This is not the future of Survivor. This is every season of Survivor is a standalone, and of course, whilst we'll always be as diverse as possible, we'll have different types of seasons. You know, as you know, the US versions have who've paved the way before us, they are sometimes have family members taking part.
Yes.
They sometimes have old returning players. And so it's always a mix and a match. And this season, we've just gone, it's just the way it played out for us. And I think the audience is going to be tickled anyway. You know, I think regardless of those elements, the game of Survivor doesn't change. You get to watch people go on this incredible journey, as real as possible to a real-life survival situation as we can make it, and then watch them battle their way through all this adversity to come out triumphant on the other side, whether they win the ultimate prize or not.
Okay, so there's still hope for me, in other words, for a future season.
Always.
Thank goodness.
We're still young, but what are you talking about?
Nico, I noticed that the series has been picked up in Australia, and at the same time, yes, as we start watching tonight, the Aussies are going to get a look at it as well. And we've just finished watching Australian Survivor here in South Africa. Really intriguing. Yes. That speaks a lot for the quality of our production, doesn't it?
I think it certainly does, and for a while now, it's really wonderful. We say the Survivor is no longer a local thing; it's a worldwide phenomenon. And I think what's wonderful is to watch it grow, especially amongst the English speaking countries, because we're all fans of one another's shows. You know, so we watch the US version and the Aussie version and the New Zealand version. They watch ours, and we're all fans of one another's shows. You know, And it's great to have a worldwide audience now, people that are so excited because, as I say, South Africa, I think, was the only English language version of the show to shoot in the year of 2020. So everyone's been clamoring for a season of Survivor, you know, and luckily we were able to step up to the plate with that and deliver. So I think some audiences are going to be legit and some may not necessarily be legit from around the world. Certainly the Aussies are legit, and it's so awesome to see this cross, this sharing of content because of the worldwide fandom.
And I've got to say, the Aussie version has really impressed me with just how difficult they make the physical
Absolutely.
Challenges in particular. So I think there's a lot to draw inspiration from there. It's been a really fun season to watch because of that. Well, Nico, I know this one's going to be fun too. A couple of listeners commenting, Siam saying, I don't watch Survivor diligently, but I do enjoy it when I see it. And I really love the name of this season. It's Immunity Island, which Siam thinks is perfect for the times we're in. Without any spoilers, Nico, can you tell us anything about the significance of that name?
Well, let me just say it came long before COVID was even a thing.
Okay.
So as I say, this has grown in LaRue's mind long ago. And then, of course, the irony is not lost on us. But the Immunity Island, kind of without giving too much away, there are elements in the game of Survivor that really mess with the plans, the strategies in the game of Survivor. And Survivor, what makes it so gripping is there are consequences to every action.
Yeah.
And so we've added a few more potential actions, which then will throw open the opportunity for wild consequences. And so that's really in essence what Immunity Island is all about: decisions that need to be made and consequences that can impact the entire game for everyone. Mm. And so we've tapped into one of the really exciting elements of the game and just accentuated it a little.
Sounds absolutely intriguing. Okay, I won't ask you to say more than that because we want to keep the surprise for ourselves.
Indeed.
But I will squeeze in one quick listener question that's come in as a voice note. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, just wondering, given COVID and given the general rising almost pandemic of mental health that COVID and isolation, etc., has produced, for a question for Nico, I mean, has this psychologically been a more harrowing or harder Survivor because of the outside context? And was it harder for the crew to be filming and to be cut off when we're all in a greater state, so cut off? Jonathan Weinberg.
Great question, Jonathan. What's the answer, Nico?
Lovely question, in fact. Yes, you know what? It was really tough on the crew. The cast, not so much. They had this exact same experience they would have had in any other season of Survivor. Because, you know, once they were clear, they went into isolation in their camps, in their tribe camps. But for us as crew, we had really stringent rules that we had to adhere to. One of the toughest, I think, for us was that we were relegated to a certain wing of the hotel we were staying at. We couldn't mix with the guests in the rest of the hotel. We ate separately. We couldn't frequent the swimming pool areas or any of the, you know, we work very hard every day for 43 to 45 days, 39 days of actual filming the show, but then the other days of prep and marketing and all of that. So in between, you grab an hour in the pool, you grab an hour, you know, in the gym, you grab your moments where you can. And we couldn't go to the gym, we couldn't go to the pool, we couldn't frequent any of those areas. So we were relegated to the beach and to our hotel rooms. We even had to enter from outside of the hotel to get to our rooms. And that was really tough for 2 months to do. And so from a psychological perspective, I think it was really, we couldn't wait to leave when we were done, where we usually are sad to leave. You know, we were like, listen, because we wanted to get out of essentially the hard lockdown that we were in back into the real world, which was, you know, level two.
Yeah.
But as we came out, we went to level three. So all the beaches were closed. So instead of coming home and being able to go to the beaches, we were back to, you know, a sort of a lockdown. So, yeah, I think this year has been so tough for all of us in so many ways. But again, Survivor is a microcosm of the real world, isn't it? And so we had to push on through, which is how you play the game.
Nico, thanks. We can't wait to see how this particular iteration of the game unfolds. And it's been great chatting with you today. Thank you so much for joining us on what I know must be a very, very busy day for you and anyone associated with the new season. Nico Panaggio is the host once again of Survivor SA Immunity Island. It is season 8. It makes its debut on Mnet this evening at 7:30. Listen out for that new theme song we played for you. It's written and performed by Loki Rothman, who we've had on the show several times before, an absolutely remarkable young local musician.